Good Tuesday morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. This morning, as I spent time with God, continuing in the Living Free devotional journal, today's topic is living free to be generous. Somehow it almost seems fitting that the word free and generous are in the same title. But gazing into God's law, gazing into His Word, taking the things that we read and see within that and applying them to our life ought to transform the way we interact with others. Specifically in the area of generosity. Many people that I know, and I've said it myself at times in my life, if I were wealthy, I would be more generous. If I had excess, I would be more generous. And somehow we almost make those words synonymous, wealthy and excess. And that's almost how we define whether we are wealthy or not, is whether we have more than, well, not more than we need, whether we have more than we want. And that's not only how we define wealthy, it's how we define excess. Is, do I have everything I want? I write in the devotion that many times my life seems to be divided in various levels and often almost equally between selfishness and generosity. I want to help people, but I also want to have. And as we gaze into God's perfect law, we study His Word, we learn how Jesus lived, we discover that the Bible says everything we have has come from the hand of God. Because what do you have, what do you give that you have not first received? And I believe it's that understanding of God as our Father, as God as our provider, of God as the source of all things, that helps us to grow in the freedom of generosity. I've had opportunities to travel at times and very occasionally, the expenses have been covered by someone else. I will be with a group and someone will offer to buy a meal, and there have been times where it's been at a place that, well, I generally wouldn't go to. The exclusive nature of the restaurant, particularly the exclusive nature of the prices, would have turned me away. And when I've questioned it, when I've expressed concern about being such a burden on them, it's generally always brushed off, or they would not have invited me to such a place to begin with. But there have been occasions where the comment is, don't worry about it, the company's paying for it, or the church is paying for it. And it's a lot easier to be, for some people at least, to be generous with other people's money. And yet, isn't that not what God calls each of us to? to be generous with what already belongs to Him, what He's entrusted to us as caretakers, as stewards, words we don't use a lot in our American culture, at least not in the circles that I live and work in. If we recognize that whatever I have has come from God and whatever I will receive will have to come from Him as well, that not only includes the things that I need, includes the things that I want, it includes the things that I give or don't give to someone else. And all of a sudden, when I begin to realize that the things that I'm generous with is that they are things that belong to God, and I think many times we immediately hear dollars when we hear the word generosity, and our mind shuts off. And sometimes for selfish reasons and sometimes for practical reasons, I just don't have dollars. So He's got to be talking to someone else. But it's more than that. I've mentioned this times in these morning devotions. It's our gifts, it's our abilities, it's our talents. What do we have that we can share, that we can be generous with? As I've stated, it's in a typical year on Amazon, I will sell 30 or 40 books total out of the titles, a dozen or so titles that I've written. But in that same year, I will give away 2,000 to 3,000 copies of the various accumulated titles. Because early in the process, God convicted me it was His gift and I was to be generous in sharing it. And it's the generosity of individuals and churches that really allows me to do that, which all comes from the hand of God. And there are things that you are good at that God has called you to be to freedom, to be generous. And many people that are watching this, many of them ones that I know, you do that well. You give of yourself, of your time, of your abilities, of your talent. At least to those that you know and love, and I'm often the recipient. But I believe God calls us each to grow in generosity, to move beyond, as James would write, says, move beyond those that can repay us, to not show partiality even in our generosity, to discover with God's help those who are truly in need, and be the light of Jesus. We have the freedom to do that. And I believe we have the calling to do that. And growing up, as I've mentioned in an earlier broadcast, with the oft-quoted verse by my parents, if you don't work, you don't eat. I understand the need to discover fraud. But sometimes I have a tendency to look so closely for that I miss the opportunities to really be generous. And to realize I have the freedom. I want to be a wise steward. I don't want to be one that Jesus calls foolish, that I've wasted the treasures that he's given me. But I also don't want to be the one that has simply buried the treasures he's given me and not used them to help others, not use them to be a benefit to the kingdom, to the one who gave me those treasures. And so today, as we pray, I would encourage you to spend time with God doing an inventory. God, what have you given me that I ought to be sharing? And maybe you could stop at, God, what have you given me? Because if he's given it to you, you probably ought to be sharing it. And I think there are things that God gives that are just for our enjoyment. But even most of those in my life have overflowed into lives of others. But after you do inventory, then it's time to do a different kind of inventory. God, who should I share it with? How should I share it? How can I use this inventory list for your glory, for the sake of the kingdom, to make Jesus known? Sometimes some of the most convicting scripture are the simple little things that we brush off as, well, that's an isolated incident. We like to apply other similar things to everyone else. But that rich ruler that comes to Jesus and says, one thing you lack, sell everything you have and give to the poor. And it's easy to go down through the excuses and the reasons and well, he had a love of money. He was doing everything else well, but that was his stumbling block, and that was specifically for him to get rid of that stumbling block. And, well, I think here in America we tend to have a love of money also. It tends to be a stumbling block in our lives. And I believe God calls each of us to a life of generosity. Obviously, generosity with our family, generosity with our loved ones, but if it stops at that, we've missed, I believe, the heart of the command, but also the blessing of the command to make Jesus known. And John the Baptist was in prison and sent messengers to Jesus to find out if he really was the one that was to come. Jesus sent back what we would think was kind of a cryptic message. He didn't simply say, yes, I'm him. He said, go tell John that the good news is preached to the poor, that the lame walk, that the blind see. That generosity is the way of life. That the one who has come is giving to meet the needs of those that he encounters. So today, ask God, how can I meet needs of the people I encounter? What are those needs? What do they really look like? Think of the old Sunday school song of Peter and John went to pray. Met a lame man on the way. He held out his palms and asked for alms, and this is what Peter did say. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. We don't always have what a person wants. But if we have Jesus, we always have what a person needs. Would you spend some time praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God who has been generous with us. You have given to meet our needs when we were helpless, trapped in sin, trapped in a life that had no future, no meaning, no real purpose. And not only the generosity of salvation, but you supply all that we need. The very air that we breathe, the ability to be employed for many of us. The people that surround us to provide the love that we need. Father, today as we come to you, may we recognize the source of all the good things that we have. And as we recognize the source, and not only the source, but the abundance that is available from your hand, may we be free to be generous. May we look to you for wisdom and guidance in how and what to give. May we do an accurate inventory of what you've put in our life, what you've made available to us. And may we do an accurate inventory of our attitudes that have kept us from being as generous as you would want us to be. And as we encounter people, may we not only hear what they believe they need, but may we hear from you what they really need. And may we supply out of the abundance that you have given us. And if that is food or clothing or financial good, help, or if it's truth or love or friendship or listening, may we be generous in all of that. God, today, may we have a greater compassion and empathy for the people around us. May we be generous in such a way that people begin to question how we can do that. And be able to respond honestly, my God covered it. It's not really for me. And may we represent Jesus through our generosity. May he be at the heart of what we give to others. God, today I pray for the children in our homes and our communities. May they see in us a model of generosity. Generous in love. Generous in good deeds. Generous with those that we know and those that we don't know. Generous with them. May they not just hear about generosity from our teaching, but may they see it from our life. I continue to pray that this virus would be gone, that the hatred and anger and division that seems to be cultivated so well would be destroyed, that we would not give victory to the enemy, but that the enemy would be overcome by your power and by the love that we express and the generosity that we express through you as you work through us. May we be those blessed peacemakers. That are more deliberate than ever before about the things that we say and share and post. And some of it we do just to get a reaction. Some of it we do knowing that it will be divisive, but we don't care. Father, bring a spirit of conviction upon us when we begin to drift toward political partisanship and choosing sides in matters of opinion. Help us to always stand for the truth, but in such a way that we bring unity rather than division. That we share love rather than hatred. That we bring peace rather than conflict. Father, today may our life represent Jesus through our generosity and our words and our giving and our listening. Oh, Father, may we, if we could just work on one thing today, may we be more generous in our listening to others. And Father, through it all, may Jesus be lifted up that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.